The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Health. Plague breaks out in Madagascar. A plague outbreak has swept through Madagascar with the number of cases on the rise. The country is reported to have an annual average of 300 to 600 cases of the disease. However, this year's rate has exceeded the said estimate as the plague spreads to areas such as ports and Madagascar's capital, Antananarivo. A plague is a disease resulting from Yersinia pestis, a type of bacterium transmitted through direct contact with flea-infested mammals like rats. According to the WHO, manifestations of the disease are similar to those of the flu. Its symptoms include chills, fever, headaches, and fatigue. A Madagascar-based WHO representative claims that the outbreak started after an infected man traveled from a coastal area to the capital. The man died while in transit. On another note, Jacques Razafindraibe, a public official in Antananarivo, attributes this outbreak to the country's state of poverty. He said that locals prioritize basic necessities like food more than personal hygiene. To combat the disease, the WHO has joined forces with the Madagascar government by temporarily closing down public institutions and banning public gatherings. A fumigation was also conducted in schools and medical masks were distributed. In addition, the WHO donated $1.5 million and delivered a lot of antibiotics. Experts warn that patients affected by the plague need to receive treatment as soon as possible to avoid the risk of death. Patients with severe cases should be put under quarantine. Those who had contact with infected patients are also advised to undergo strict medical observation. In addition, experts recommend proper management of rat population to reduce the risk of a plague. People who are highly at risk may have themselves vaccinated, but further research needs to be conducted on the vaccine's effectiveness as a preventive measure. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated. Chances for everyone. Everywhere.